Hi, I'm W2B Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with...
I'm Gene Tye from Hexagon. Hey, Jason, how are the Oscars? I can't help it.
It was a crazy one this year. It really was. But
it's good to see you back. You don't look worse for wear, and I'm glad I'm with a regular superstar out there now. So I'm happy to, from Hexagon, to come and say hello. And as you've mentioned before on your show, Jason, we're back again this year. With a show running from March 15th until April 6th. And we, as always, appreciate the wonderful people here at WTOP and your brand spanking new studio. All your support and your backing us with Newsbreak guests.
Remind us the dates again.
The dates, March 15th through April 6th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinee over at Woodrow Wilson High School on Chesapeake Street in Northwest D.C. We invite you to come up and see us and, of course, get on the website www.hexagon.org. You want tickets, and can see any of us want tickets too. So we appreciate that, and we appreciate all your support out there. We've been going, last year was 64, now it's just closing in on geritol age, we're filing for Social Security.
Geritol.
But Hexagon is still going after a 1955 start with the folks up at Princeton at the Triangle Club and some folks who got together with them on the charity side and put on a show and said, let's keep this thing going. Charles Ilsley came down here and here we are.
Yep. And if any of our listeners somehow, we've been doing this every year, but if somehow they have missed it, it's political comedy.
It is.
And there's no shortage of politics to, rag on.
We poke fun at everybody.
Yep. And it's equal opportunity. Uh-huh. Explain some of maybe the more current event topics, political topics that you guys will be spoofing.
Well, needless to say, the man who pays a lot of attention to ratings and lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue has given us more than an abundance of material this year. So we're looking forward to poking a little fun at him, but everyone's been doing that on TV. But we're looking forward to poking fun at just about everybody. We've got, cabinet members. We've got folks overseas. All these folks that have taken their time to kind of entertain us with their feedback on Mr. Trump. So we're going to this year we're going to have Mr. Trump on stage, so we want you to come and see him, definitely. But we're going to
who plays him?
We have a guy who is going to remain unnamed, but I'll be happy to fill you in on that a little later. But he's been on Hexagon stage before, and he knows what he's doing, so it should be a good show.
Any other figures? Is there a Pelosi? Is there a Mueller?
We have Donna Shalala, who's coming to see us. We're probably going to have somebody who's playing Mueller and somebody who's playing the Attorney General. Of course, Vice President, I think, will be there too. Bring me in his usual role. But we have a couple of characters that you'll recognize.
Awesome. So those are the figures that we recognize. What about any issues that what topics are tackled here?
Well, we're going to have probably a congressional investigation. We're probably going to have some folks who talk about a little bit of Brexit overseas. We're also going to have folks that want to talk about 2020, which is looming big time. Got some folks who are running against the president, folks on the Democratic side, folks on the Republican side. So you'll see a couple of those figures too. But a lot of politics that's focused maybe on the 2018 election and some things going on with some characters that are going to show up on the TV definitely in the next few weeks to be party to investigations that are going on. So you'll see a lot of that. But I think mostly from the view of the public, what's new, what's going on, and what do you see as the president's biggest challenges coming not only from here in the U.S., but also overseas? Come and see us and find out what they are.
Now, those are sort of the political topics. But every year there's also just regular social things like, commentaries on how we live, whether it's technology or, families, or whatever. Like, what are some of those things you might tackle?
Well,
if parents or families come, what sort of things will they be like, oh, that happens in my house?
That's right. Families that don't get along too well. And, of course, we do have a kick line that Michelle Obama's book is co-aligned with. So you'll get to see a little bit of her. And you'll probably get to see some families not getting along too well on using Metro and going to school and having some social issues with getting along with the computers and trying to learn them and also try to figure out what I do next week and next year when I'm looking for a job with, guess what, Amazon's coming to town. So you'll probably see a little bit of Jeff Bezos and some other ideas on how he's going to revolutionize the D.C. area.
I have a song, Amazon's coming to town.
There you go.
speaking of which, remind our listeners how the process of, you see these things in the news. How early do you start putting pen to paper and start writing? Who comes up with it and how long of a, rehearsal?
Glad you asked. About next August or so, a group of folks will get together and start meeting with people that have been writing for Hexagon for decades. They'll collect some of the material, see if they can rhyme it up with some musical folks, put it together. One of our biggest musical contributors, Doug Maurer, has been doing this for decades now, and Doug will be there. But basically to get together and get the finest material they can, marry it with song, and then ensure that the original approach, in other words, we don't want anybody else's material, but once it becomes a Hexagon song, it's a Hexagon song, it's copyrighted. That material gets put into skits, get put into sketches. They take ideas all the time. In fact, if something happened right now, let's say we had a big revelation coming out of some of what's happening on the Hill, that would go to someone's pencil and pad and go to the writers and say, hey, we've got something we want you to do on this that's happening right now. So the whole process with music, with material, gets married up over the summer and gets put into the final, the selection of sketches by the director. And we have a director, Nicholas Boucher, and of course our president, Joe Kaplan, is still there. But that all gets put together by our material people. And of course, along with that, our newsbreak lines get put together too, which is it's a unique approach. But it's worked for us for, over 60 years. So
and remind us, these are all volunteers. What do some of these people do? But by day, they're just around the community working regular jobs.
They're lobbyists. They're lawyers. They're nurses. They're folks that have done every kind of job you can think of, from being engineers to chemists. I started out in the Air Force, so there's some military people there, believe it or not. And a lot of us have come from different backgrounds in our second and third lives, to find that Hexagon has married us up with, literally and figuratively, with our mates, our partners, our wives, whatever. So we've had a couple of those happen.
Explain that really people have met their future wives
or
husbands.
There are folks that have met their future wives and husbands at Hexagon. They acted on stage together, or they were doing something behind the scenes. And believe it or not, they've actually gone and stayed together.
But a lot of them had some sort of musical theater background.
They did, or they wanted to perform.
Or they've always wanted to.
Wanted to get on stage. So it's been, it's a fun thing. It's a great way to spend a few weeks doing something you love with the people that you like spending time with, and perform in front of a gracious and thankful audience. And we always appreciate folks coming out to see us.
Awesome.
So, and our big charity this year is Hope Connections, which does marvelous work for all of our cancer victims, ranging from breast cancer to all the different cancers. They're based here in Maryland, and they have little groups of folks that get together and talk about their trials and tribulations and help each other out. They're a marvelous, marvelous group.
So. How much of the proceeds goes to that?
Oh, it's somewhere ranging in it from 60 to 80%.
Right. The rest just covers the cost of
putting on the show so we could do our logistics, buy our supplies, and so forth. That's pretty much it. I'm a volunteer, though. I don't get paid. So you
it's volunteers, folks. But it does cost some to get all the costumes and do the show and all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, a big highlight, at least that I've taken part with in a couple past years, is the news breaks. We get a lot of local people from media and otherwise that come on and do like an SNL weekend update. Explain. Uh-huh. Well, I can't use a soundbite if I say it. So explain what the news breaks are.
Well, once upon a time, there was a little desk where two people sat and gave funny news lines, and it was called kind of the news break, or I think another show on TV calls it the weekend update. Saturday Night Live's had their chance, and they probably adapted a little bit of that to what we're doing, but we call it news breaks. There are four in each show. They run about 5 minutes, and they're funny lines that these folks from the media, like here at WTOP, come out and join us. And we've had TV people. We've had lots of folks from across the board. The new congresswoman from Florida, Donna Shalala, wants to be a part of the show this year. And of course, Eleanor Holmes Norton has also joined us. But we've had cabinet members. We've had senators, congressmen. And
who do we
people
have this
from,
year? Do we know?
Well, we've got Donna coming back, hopefully, and Eleanor Holmes Norton. We've also got a couple of folks from this station and from other stations that you guys deal with and partner with, but we've had a couple of congressmen we want to get a hold of. Billy Long is one of the people we're trying to get. But for the Congress people, it's tough because our show runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and most of them are not in town for that. So we have to marry up their schedule with the Hexagon schedule and make that happen. So
cool. Remind us, we've talked about this in past years, but just remind us the history, how it started. Was it Princeton?
Sure. It started with the Princeton Triangle Club. There were several folks that got together, and they were men. And there were three of them, and they decided to marry it up with women. And since that's a six-sided thing, they called it Hexagon, Washington's only original political satirical comedy review. And there were six of them. They gave the money that they earned from the first performances in New Jersey, came down here. And, of course, again, Charles Isley was the one that started it down here, and they gave that money to charity, Red Cross, some of the other, you know, DC Cares and some of the other charities that are around here. But we've had a great partnership with a lot of really good charities, including Susan Coleman and so forth. So it's been wonderful.
It's always a clever name with the, you know, you got the Pentagon down on one side of town, you got Hexagon up here. Stay tuned for Quadrilateral on
That's
east,
right.
in Northeast.
That's right.
It's really cool. All right. Well, I mean, anything else you want to add?
I just want to say congratulations to you on your upcoming nuptials. Thank you
very much for
the work that you've done for us here.
Married March 30th. It's coming down.
A few weeks. Well, yep. Congratulations, my friend. And
thank you
so
sir.
Much for all you do for us. Really appreciate this. And Hexagon says congratulations to you too.
Oh, well, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Well, final closing words. Why should our listeners heard this, whether they've never come, or if it's an annual tradition for them, why come out this year? What makes it
well this
new,
year?
Fun,
you're gonna
hope,
maybe you'll see triumph in the eyes of President Trump. You'll have to come and find out if that happens, and see what the final prologue and epilogue are on him. But come see us; we'd love to have you. And the tickets are cheap and they're online. So.
Is there a slogan or theme this year? You know, sometimes it'll have like
a romp in the swamp.
A romp in the swamp. Playing off drain in the swamp. Drain the swamp.
Yeah, simple enough. But come and see what the swamp is all about. We'll be happy to entertain you.
All right, come romp in the swamp. The next few Fridays, everybody. Right. Gene Tye.
Thank you
so much.